Greetings in Christ. I'm Pastor Brian Katchelmeyer. The New Testament reading for today is from Luke chapter 18, verses 1 through 17. And he told them a parable to the effect that they ought always to pray and not lose heart. He said, "In a certain city there was a judge who neither feared God nor respected man. And there was a widow in that city who kept coming to him and saying, 'Give me justice against my adversary.' For a while he refused, but after he said to himself, 'Though I neither fear God nor respect man, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will give her justice, so that she will not beat me down by her continual coming.' And the Lord said, 'Hear what the unrighteous judge says. And will not God give justice to his elect, who cry to him day and night? Will he delay long over them? I tell you, he will give justice to them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth?" He also told this parable to some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and treated others with contempt. Two men went up into the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee, standing by himself, prayed thus, "God, I thank you that I am not like other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I give tithes of all that I get." But the tax collector, standing far off, would not even lift up his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast, saying, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner." I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but the one who humbles himself will be exalted. Now they were bringing even infants to him that he might touch them. And when the disciples saw it, they rebuked them. But Jesus called them to him, saying, "Let the children come to me, and do not hinder them, for to such belongs the kingdom of God. Truly I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child shall not enter it." O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets, but now in these last days he has spoken to us by his Son. In today's reading, we want to see the constant thread or theme of access, the ability to approach. You have the little children who are being brought to Jesus, even the infants, that they would be able to approach him, but the disciples are trying to deny them access. If you look at the widow, she has the access to the unjust judge so that she can actually petition him. And of course, with the Pharisee and the tax collector, they have access to God at the temple, the place in which they can approach God. Now let's begin by looking at the little children. The little children being brought to Jesus, these are infants, and you have the disciples trying to deny them access. The disciples don't want them to be able to approach Jesus. But this is where Jesus tells the disciples very clearly, "Let the children come to me, and do not hinder them, for to such belongs the kingdom of God." Now Jesus is the one who gives us access. He's the one who has gained us access before the Father in heaven. So he goes on to say that, "Truly I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child shall not enter it." To receive is to believe that Jesus is the one who grants this access, the ability to approach the Father through the Son. Jesus is the one mediator between God and man. Jesus gives this freely to us. It is a gift which is gained by him. And when we look at the widow, she has the ability, the gift, to have access to the unjust judge. And so what do we learn about that parable? Well, it is this understanding of this constant, continual access. And what do you do with this gift? Well, you continue to pray, never losing heart. Always praying, coming before God again and again and again. So that this access and approach to God has to do with prayer, has to do with the ability to have a conversation. And this was why when we turn our attention to the Pharisee and to the tax collector, this is what we will see. The Pharisee, of course, is not fair, you see. He's the one who always tries to put others under judgment. He's the one who wants God to look and to see him and to see what he has done. So what does the Pharisee do with his ability to approach God? Well, he goes before God and says, look at me. I'm a Pharisee. Look what I've done. I thank you, God, that I'm not like other men. Other men are extortioners, they're unjust, they're adulterers, or even this tax collector here. I'm so much better than him. Can't you see what I've done? In fact, here's what I've done for you, God. I fast for you twice a week, and I give tithes of all that I get. That's the Pharisee, who wants God to look and see what he's done for him. But that's not the whole point of having access and approach to God. Instead, we see the tax collector, who can't even look up to God. The tax collector stands there from afar, and he just beats his breast and says, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. That here in this passage, we understand that this is the approach that we have, an approach of humility, going before God, receiving, believing that we have access to the Father through the Son in the Holy Spirit. Whereas the Pharisee is self-righteous, it is the humble tax collector who goes home righteous, received righteousness by God, a righteousness received by faith. And this is why we can rejoice and say that therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through him, we have also been given and obtained access. By faith, we are justified by the blood of Christ, reconciled to God, and saved by his life. And we receive this as a gift by faith. Let us pray. O Lord, almighty and everlasting God, you have commanded us to pray and have promised to hear us. Mercifully grant that your Holy Spirit may direct and govern our hearts in all things, that we may persevere with steadfast faith in the confession of your name. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.